11 shot in 24 hours in Democrat-controlled Atlanta. By A.W.R. Hawkins on March 23, 2024. 11 people were shot, 5 of them fatally, between Thursday at 6 p.m. and Friday at 6 p.m. in Democrat-controlled Atlanta, Georgia. WSB-TV reported that the first fatal shooting of the 24-hour time frame occurred around 6:30 p.m. Thursday, when someone was shot and killed at an apartment complex on Campbellton Road. Half an hour later, police received calls on a shooting on Powers Ferry Road and found 43-year-old Curtis Coleman dead inside a vehicle. 29-year-old Faisal Norley was shot and killed at Pleasant Lake Village in Duluth around 7:50 p.m. Police believe the shooting was the result of an argument between two people. The fourth fatal shooting of the 24-hour time frame occurred early Friday, when an unidentified person was shot and killed in front of a tattoo shop on Chambly-Dunwoody Road. Police responded to the fifth fatal shooting just before 5 a.m. Friday. The shooting was reported to have occurred at 1783 Cheshire Bridge Road, which is where police found two wounded individuals. One of the wounded individuals later died at a hospital. Also on Thursday, People magazine announced that rapper Quavo is launching a $100,000 gun prevention program in Atlanta. The $100,000 will be dispersed via $10,000 grants designated to organizations working to reduce gun violence in Atlanta. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a pro staffer for Pulsar Night Vision. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins @Breitbart.com.